Headline: Deep sea miner Green Minerals down 92%. Wants to buy $1.2 billion Bitcoin. Published at 7:47 p.m. June 25, 2025. Moments before Oslo-based deep sea mining company Green Minerals announced its intention to buy $1.2 billion worth of Bitcoin, BTC. Its market capitalization was less than $6 million. On the news that it wanted to join the ranks of Bitcoin treasury companies like MicroStrategy, MSTR, its stock price quadrupled. 2 days since that euphoria, it's now crashed 58% from that high. Since it went public in March 2021, the company's shares have collapsed from $3.33 to today's embarrassing 37 cents, placing it categorically in penny stock territory, even after its BTC boost this week. The episode is just the latest in a long line of microcap companies that have announced ostentatious headlines with difficult-to-believe quantities of BTC. Although the company bought 4 BTC almost immediately after the announcement, it's a long way away from acquiring its intended 11,184 BTC. Another microcap down 92%, even after BTC investors' confidence in Green Minerals' deep-sea adventures has been sliding for over 4 years. Shares briefly hit $4.60 on the company's first day of trading on March 23, 2021, and that was its all-time high. Its stock has declined by 92% since. This week, Green Minerals has promised to turn over a new leaf with a transparent and secure framework for its BTC treasury. Of course, it doesn't intend to stop operating as a deep-sea miner, even though BTC has nothing to do with those operations. Green Minerals tried to tout the potential of blockchain technologies to somehow improve operational efficiency and supply chain transparency, including the generation of unique mineral origin certifications that almost no customers have actually requested. Blockchain, the company says, will make Green Minerals' approach different from Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, which has almost entirely pivoted from business analytics software to BTC storytelling. Many dubious penny stock executives have taken advantage of a heated market for publicly traded crypto treasuries. Trident Digital Tech, for example, supposedly plans to buy $500 million worth of crypto, yet its market cap remains below $18 million, and its stock is down 89% year-to-date. Another small-cap stock, Classover Holdings, said it would buy $500 million worth of crypto, yet its market cap remains below $55 million. Shares have lost 24% of their value year-to-date. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.